Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes, Phoenix FM with Bob Simpson on 1-2-3 today. Now, Cameron Southcott is a contemporary violinist from Brentwood, Essex. Among other events Cameron recently performed in was the Big Top Arena at the Brentwood Strawberry Fair. He's self-taught and in the process of composing his own music. Welcome to Phoenix, Cameron.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, before we go any further, it has to be said, you're a young man with a big talent, but just how young are you?
I've just turned 17.
You just turned 17. And you're self-taught, I believe.
Yes, with YouTube videos and previous knowledge of music that I've gained through years.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, that's, I would think that's a very hard instrument to be self-taught on, really.
Yeah, it's said to be one of the kind of most difficult instruments, but, you know,
all right. Okay.
I think it's sounding all right.
So. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit later on, but I think we should hear some music from you straight off, Cameron. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play Electric Daisy Violin.
Okay, well, we'll let you get ready. And we should explain, Cameron is playing two backing tracks. The violin that you hear, obviously, is Cameron's performance, yeah? Okay, so this is Cameron Southcott and Electric Daisy Violin. Fantastic. Cameron Southcott and Electric Daisy Violin. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for that. That's excellent. Now, music, has it always been a big part of your life, Cameron?
It certainly has, yeah. I started playing the keyboard when I was about 9 years old.
Right.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I started having lessons and I got on really well with those. At secondary school, when I went to secondary school, I started taking piano lessons. I really enjoyed them, and I got through a couple of grades, but I just wanted to have something that was fun. Music, I believe music's meant to be fun and exciting. I personally didn't resonate with many of the kind of pieces I was learning, and so I was kind of up for a new challenge, and that's led me to here.
Right. Now, you played another instrument before you played the keyboard,
didn't you? I played the recorder at primary school.
And how was that? I tried that about 50 years ago. But
We occasionally screeched, added a screech in when we felt fit, but it wasn't really for me.
Okay, fair enough. Then you moved on to the keyboard and decided you wanted something else. So what made you choose the violin?
Well, it was by chance, really. I was searching for music on YouTube, and I came across the electric violinist Lindsay Stirling, and ever since I heard her music, it kind of ignited a passion within me that I really wanted to kind of pursue music as being something fun, and so I just fell in love with the music, and I thought I want to learn the violin. I didn't want to have lessons because I just want to do it my own way. I thought I've got musical knowledge, so I'll give it a go. And 18 months later, this is where I am.
Wow. 18 months.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And this is you learnt from YouTube videos.
Yeah, there are some people that have kind of put tutorials of how to just generally play, and it's been great fun. Really enjoyed it. And
fantastic. Yeah. I must admit, if there's ever a job I've got to do at home and I don't know how to do it, I'll go onto YouTube and you can find out how to do these things. But learning the violin, that's a whole new sort of game, really, isn't it? That's incredible. The track that you heard was a track called Crystallized by Lindsay Stirling, and you play that yourself now, don't you?
Yes, I can play that now. I was very lucky, actually. I won a competition to go and for some tickets, and I got to see her for the first time live last night, and she played it last night. And so that was quite a moment. That was
fantastic.
It was great,
And I mean, most 17-year-olds are passionate about video games, but you've got a passion for music and the violin, haven't you?
Yeah, it's something constructive, and I can share it with audiences. And I like to kind of convey moods through the violin. It's great.
Do you do the video games as well?
No, you're not into all that.
Fair enough. No, well, so I imagine that takes up a lot of your time anyway. All right, well, perhaps we could hear Crystallize now.
Certainly,
can you play that one for us?
I certainly can.
Brilliant.
Lovely.
Okay, just let you get in position. Here we go. Cameron Southcott and Crystallize. absolutely fabulous. That's 17-year-old Cameron Southcott playing live here in the Phoenix FM studio.
98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. Yes, Phoenix 98 FM. It's Bob Simpson on 123, where the time is 15 minutes to 2. It's a quarter to 2. And I'm with my guest Cameron Southcott here in the studio. Thank you so much for that beautiful track, Crystallize. It really is nice, isn't it? Yeah. Now, we mentioned earlier that you're self-taught. So why didn't you want to take traditional lessons?
Well, I've been taking lessons for quite a while in the piano and the keyboard. And I just, of course, there were scales. I'm sure every musician that's been taking lessons knows the dreaded scales. But I enjoyed playing the piano, but being kind of the thought that I had to learn something for a certain time, it put me under pressure, and I didn't really like that. And so I just enjoyed doing my own thing. Right. And that's kind of... That's what led me here.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, it's worked for you.
Yeah.
It sounds fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Very good. And I believe you're in the process of composing your own music.
I am, yes.
Yes. Is that something that comes easy to you, or do you have to really work at it?
Well, it's hard work.
Yeah.
It's always hard work. I really liked the electronic styles and fun, upbeat music of Lindsay Stirling and lots of other artists around. And so I managed to download a trial program on the computer and played around with some bits, and I created a couple of backing tracks in that period. And some of those I've been kind of composing bits over the top.
Right.
And that's led me to kind of start my create my own music and contributing
some
of it. Yeah.
Sure, excellent. So where do you see yourself and your music career in 5 years' time?
Cool. Well,
where do you want to go with this, you know?
Well, I've really enjoyed going around playing. I've been playing at different events. Obviously, I played at Strawberry Fair, which was great fun.
Great performance.
Thanks very much. Yeah. I've been playing in some local cafes, and I played at a couple of charity events, which has been great. And so I'm just looking for kind of more opportunities which might ever arise, and just write my own music and see where it takes me. I mean, this last 18 months, this time last year I'd never played in public, and so obviously it's come quite a way since then.
Oh yes.
And who knows where it'll all end.
You've done very well in a very short time.
Yeah,
absolutely. Brilliant. Thanks.
Thank
Cameron
you.
We'll have one more song for you in a moment, but first, if anyone would like to find out a bit more about you, where can they find you?
They can find my website, which has more information about me, and that's camsouthcottmusic.weebly.com. That's camsouthcottmusic.weebly.com. Okay. You can find me on Twitter at camsouthcott, and
Facebook?
Yes, Facebook page as well. I'm not sure about the link, search me for that,
search the name.
There are all links on my website.
Cameron Southcott, you'll find that. Okay, one last song, and I believe this is your own composition.
Yes, it is. Yes, this is one of the ones that I've created.
Okay, tell us about it. Yeah.
Well, I created the backing tracks from different sounds that I liked, and I created it. And it was kind of put on the back burner for a while, and then kind of when I found out I was coming on here, I thought, I really want to get this polished up. And so this kind of past week has been constantly working on this, and so hopefully people enjoy it.
Okay, all right, and this is called Reflections.
It is, yep. Yeah.
Okay, Cameron Southcott and Reflections.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, just a reminder, that's Cameron Southcott playing his own composition, Reflections. Absolutely fabulous, Cameron. Just remind us of your website again.
It's camsouthcottmusic.weebly.com. If you Google Cameron Southcott, it comes up.
Absolutely
there, so, yeah.
Fantastic. Super. And if you missed any of that, if you check out the Phoenix FM website later today, you'll be able to listen to all that again and even see Cameron, because I'm going to take a photograph of him in a minute. We might try and get a video on there in a day or two as well. Well, once again, thanks, Cameron.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Good.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.